Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Plans for a tourist tax could be back on the cards. This comes as the Department of Enterprise has confirmed the measure is being examined. Now, there was a previous proposal that was put forward for Dublin. It would have seen tourists pay an additional charge to stay in hotels, which would then be used to provide city services. Let's get more on this now. Michael Pidgeon, Green Party councillor on Dublin City Council, is here with me in the studio. And on the line, we have Paul Gallagher, Chief Executive of the Irish Hotels Federation. So, Michael, first to you, this would be another tax. This would be on tourists coming in to the city. Is it the right way, do you feel, to make us attractive for tourism to visitors?
Yeah, I do. I think it's proven to work fairly well internationally. I had a quick look before coming on air. About two-thirds of countries around Europe have some form of tax like this. Usually what they do is they allow local councils to set exactly what the rate is. So the highest rate I could see anywhere was Amsterdam at 12.5%, but most of them seem to be much, much lower. The council looked at this a few years ago and we did a report into how much it would raise, and just a 1% charge would raise about 12 million euro for the city. So to put that in context, that'd be per annum, yeah, that'd be about 250 additional street cleaners cleaning the streets.
So you'd be talking about a couple of euro on your overnight stay.
Exactly. So I was looking around at some different hotels, you know, Buzzwell's Tonight, for example, if you were getting a single room, was the cheapest I could find. It's a good rate. It was 120 euro. That would mean an extra 1 euro 20. So I don't think anyone who's thinking of coming to Dublin or any other city or place around Ireland, I don't think they'd say, oh, that's actually 121 euro 20 cent. I'm not going to come. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think if you choose to set it at a fairly low level, you can raise a significant amount of money that you can improve the city for tourists and residents alike. But I don't think it would have a huge deterrent impact.
Right. Well, Paul, you see it differently, don't you? I mean, you look at that rate of 120, which would go to 121 and something under the euro with it. Do you think it could work, or what do you see would be the problem?
Well, I think the issue here is, well, firstly, what's the 12 million for, and will it have any direct benefit for visitors to Dublin? And it's questionable. I think the tourist tax is simply just to fill a 12 million hole in the finances of Dublin City Council. I think you have to remember that Ireland has the third highest tourism taxes already. We already have a system where total tax from tourism spend is 29%. So 29 cents in every euro returns to the exchequer. It's about 3 billion a year. And on top of that,
what tax are you talking about there now?
Well, I'm talking about VAT, PAYE and payroll taxes, corporation taxes and so on. If you take the global payment of taxes by hospitality, it's 29 cents in every euro. But on top of that, we pay 1,000 euros a room in Dublin on rates. That's roughly 25 million euros to the city as it stands. And on some streets, those hotels that exist there are already also included in the Dublin bids, so they pay an additional 5% in local authority rates. But the question really is, if Dublin City Council are that short of money, why don't they change the multiplier on the commercial rates for everybody in the city, or why do they want to just rely on one source, which is the tourist? And in fact, tourists spend money right across retail and other sectors when they visit the economy. It's not just a hotel.
Why hit the tourists then, Michael?
I think it's a recognition of two things. One is it's a recognition that the hotel sector in Ireland is doing extremely well, it seems. It's the rates have gone up substantially. It was about nearly 15% rate increase about 2-3 years ago. Last year we have figures for it was about a 5% rate increase. And we know that occupancy rates are north of 80%. So it's a sector that's doing pretty well is one thing. The other reason is that if you're a resident in Dublin or any city that would consider applying this isn't just about Dublin, but if you're a resident there, you already pay things like income tax, you pay local property tax, you pay for the upkeep of the city. This is a recognition that tourists, who are very welcome, we're delighted to have them, pay substantially less tax. But they're never going to pay as much tax, but we would like them to pay just a little bit more to contribute to
keeping
the city
clean. But you
did
hear what Paul outlined there. He says that tourism already contributes significantly to the tax take.
Sure, of course it does. Of course it does. But that's the same kind of tax that anyone who lives in Ireland would pay. VAT, for example, it was one of the main things he was talking about. Or PAYE taxes of people who are employed by sectors you contribute to. people living in Ireland already pay those as well.
But he's talking about rates charged on the rooms as well, which he says bring in 25 million.
Absolutely. And his alternative idea there was to raise rates on every business in Ireland. And I think that would be, or in the city, which I think would be a mistake. What instead you want to do is recognise that virtually every other city we're competing with internationally has some form of charge like this. Now, the rate of it varies hugely. It brings in money that you can use to improve the city. I put out a, I texted the chief executive of the city council this morning saying, if we had a 1% charge, 12 million euro, what would that get us? And he just wrote back 250 street cleaners. Yeah, so there's a huge difference you can make with a small amount of money in the city centre.
It's a bit cynical, isn't it? You're sticking an extra euro or so onto the room, they won't really notice and they don't vote anyway. So it's not going to make much of a difference if we take it out of their pockets.
If it's cynical, it's a cynicism that's applied every time you or I would go on holiday as well. In practice, it's 18 out of 27 EU member states apply a tax like this. The rate of it varies. It doesn't have to be huge. It doesn't have to be extreme. But it, that money goes to improving the city that you're, the city or the town or the area that you're visiting. And I think, to be honest, if I came to Dublin and there was a couple of hundred extra people keeping the streets clean, and there was an extra euro or two on my hotel bill, I think that's a pretty
You'd
good
be
trade.
Happy to pay that.
You'd be improved for the tourists and for the people who live here.
Paul, just on that, I mean, that having a cleaner city and a better run city, whatever that money is spent on, you know, that surely would improve the offering that the hotels are giving to those tourists coming in and would benefit everybody, including your members.
Yeah, I think that's obvious for all of us. I mean, the question is, why aren't Dublin City Council doing that for the last 20 years? You know, we have a city where you have very dirty parts and you have parts of the city that are actually well managed. You know, it's about appetite and ability and putting the focus where it belongs and sorting out some of the long-standing issues that we seem to tolerate in Dublin. I think just targeting tourists is just, I think, an easy win for Dublin City Council. There's no dialogue with them and us about any of these plans, and I don't believe we will see 250 more street cleaners if I give a euro 1% more for every room we sell in Dublin.
Why not? So, if it was ring-fenced, why not? Why wouldn't you see
Well,
them?
I've never heard the word ring-fenced being mentioned by Dublin City Council because their plans are so loose they don't have that kind of thinking yet. You know, if there's a proposal, we'll consider a proposal. But as I said, they have in their means already a way to extract more revenue from ratepayers, and that's on commercial rates. They don't have any legal footing at the moment to generate such a tourist tax. And I think we have to be careful as well. A tourist tax in Dublin, if it was to happen, would look very interesting to other areas in Dublin, and particularly other boroughs and city councils, and we would find it everywhere. And lastly, tourists who come here have to make a very active decision to travel to Ireland. It's not an easy place to get to. It's quite expensive when you're here. It's not like you can take a train and arrive from somewhere else in Europe. So the active part in deciding to come here is very important. But our competitors are also in our space trying to win the very same visitors.
Ring-fenced, Michael, would this money be ring-fenced?
That's one option. I have to say, just so you know, this proposal came from a ministerial briefing document at national level. So it isn't a Dublin City Council idea. It's actually something we'd like to do in Dublin City Council, but councils across the country could choose to, presumably, to set their own rate because that's how most European countries do it. You leave it up to them. So the proposal is coming from national government, from civil service briefing document for the minister, as far as I can tell. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing. If you did want to ring-fence money, I think it's always good to show people what they're getting for their money. Sometimes that's formal ring fencing. Sometimes it's just putting a figure on, as I said there, an increase in street cleaners. We have increased that number by, we're aiming to get to 100 extra street cleaners. We've hired most of them in the last year. So hopefully that sort of measure will make an improvement in the core city centre. And I think ultimately, if your argument is going to be we have problems in Dublin and we need to improve them, this kind of notion of, sure, all the money just goes down a big black hole, it never gets us anywhere. And if you were running an individual hotel, you would understand that to improve that hotel, improve the offering, you'd have to invest in some way.
Well, what do you make of the argument that Ireland needs to stay competitive? We're not easy to get to. We're expensive when you get here. And Paul says, you know, we have to have the edge and every euro matters.
Absolutely, absolutely. But I think, again, having a better city, a cleaner city, a nicer city to visit is going to give Ireland the edge. If you look at the top tourist destinations across Europe, the existence of a small, or in some cases a very high tourist tax doesn't seem to move the dial at all. Amsterdam is a highly tourist, like so many tourists in Amsterdam if you visit, that they have a huge tax of 12.5%, which I don't think anyone would be considering here.
Well, do you think
if you look at Venice, if you look at Barcelona, virtually everywhere, bar London, I can think of in Europe, that's a major tourist destination, has some form of charge like this.
Do you think the hotel industry could do something itself about competitiveness when it comes to their own prices?
Well, as far as I can tell, it's a profitable sector simply by the number of planning applications I see for hotels coming across my desk. So I presume they're doing reasonably well. I think there's been a lot of understandable complaints that hotel prices shoot up anytime there's a gig or a match on. So there's certainly some leeway there. And ultimately, I think, you know, while this is a substantial amount of money collectively raised for the city, on an individual level, I don't think it's moving the dial.
It is hard, Paul, to make that competitiveness argument over a euro or two when prices for rooms are quite high in Dublin.
Yeah, well, they're high because everything else is very high. I mean, you know, we are an extremely expensive economy. And I think as consumers who live here, we know that ourselves when we look at prices abroad. So, and the euro has made everything very transparent, so you can tell. You know, we're never going to be cheap. Now, hotel prices last year were flat, in fact. So in Dublin, they achieved 175 euros. So it was a flat rate on 2023. So, you know, Michael seems to think he knows a lot about hotel pricing and how we do. It's a lot more complex than that. And you have to remember, we are an island and we have to find the tourists and we have to try to get them to come here. So we do a lot of work on the ground to make that happen. Hoteliers invest a lot of money in marketing and doing things with shoe leather in the markets to make sure we're successful.
I have listeners on to us here, Paul, saying that they can't see why tourists shouldn't be charged a tourist tax because we Irish have no problem when we go abroad being charged visitor taxes, and it doesn't deter us from going abroad. For many people, it doesn't factor.
Well, I don't want to reply to one text into the show. I mean, I'm telling you, there are sufficient taxes already levied against the tourism sector. It's 29 cents in every euro in total from the state. We already pay extraordinary rates. 8% of the total rates bill in Ireland, commercial rates bill, is paid by the hotel sector.
Another listener says, Majorca, they've been charging this for over 30 years. This person paid €10 a night in Corfu last year. They've been told it's increasing to €15 per night for their next trip, which they haven't cancelled either.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, that's up to the consumer to decide where they want to travel and whether or not a tourist tax is a barrier or not. I'm not suggesting that it isn't in some places. What I'm saying is there's no coherent argument being put forward by Dublin City Council as to why they want this, and the minister is not briefing for one. The minister is answering questions in relation to it, so it's not in the programme for government. There's no legislative footing for it, and you can be certain that the industry are not in favour of it.
All right, the industry are not in favour of it, Michael, but will it happen, do you think? I mean, what's your prediction on this?
I'd hope so. I think on Dublin City Council, we looked at this and we got cross-party agreement. So Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, Greens, Labour, Social Democrats, everyone. We all agreed that this was a useful thing. And just to respond to an earlier comment, it wasn't to plug a hole in our budgets. Councils by law have balanced budget every single year. It's a tedious process. But it was to provide extra services and try and have a bit of ambition for the city, you know?
All right, we'll leave it there. Thank you both. That's Michael Pidgeon from the Green Party and Paul Gallagher from the Irish Hotels Federation. Coming up next, we'll be asking whether we're going to see more data centres in this country powered by gas and oil.